which owns the company from lawsuits. Deputy Solicitor General Curtis Gannon.
This release goes beyond what the statute authorizes as construed in its context, and it also conflicts with the basic nuts and bolts of the bankruptcy code's comprehensive scheme.
Purdue lawyer Gregory Garr.
The releases simply prevent creditors from jumping the line and depleting the estate through the back door by suing the Sacklers for the same injuries based on the same exact conduct involving Purdue.
Israel's renewed military action against Hamas is plunging into new territory.
Israel says it's expanding its air and ground assault to southern Gaza. The main target now is the city of Khan Yunis, where Hamas leaders and fighters are believed to be holed up in underground tunnels.
CBS's Robert Berger. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has ended his Republican presidential bid. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of bird flu is confirmed in Wisconsin, this time at a commercial poultry farm in Barron County. This after recent confirmed cases in Taylor and Trumbull counties. State and federal agriculture officials say the birds have been euthanized to keep the disease from spreading. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign is already underway. Waukesha judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced he's running last week. Observers say his early entry shows how much is at stake.
You're wearing ground zero here in Wisconsin, so I would expect this to be a big race and really to have the world's attention, the country's attention. So, yep, this is going to be a big one.
Patrick Garassi helped run Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. He was on Upfront on WYSN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mayor Katie Rosenberg announces the city of Wausau has filed complaints against 15 PFAS manufacturers and 61 insurance companies. The national law firm, Napoli Shikolnik, has filed the lawsuits on the city's behalf. Attorney Paul J. Napoli stated, "The extent of the city of Wausau's PFAS is well documented, and we will vigorously pursue justice for the city and its taxpayers." The mayor has long worked to secure clean water for Wausau residents. Mayor Rosenberg said, "Wausau residents and policymakers rallied to ensure that every Wausau Waterworks customer can trust what is coming out of their tap, but it came at great public expense. We are demanding that those responsible for the contamination are held accountable to the people of Wausau." There's a ceremony this week Thursday in Wisconsin Rapids to remember and honor a date which will live in infamy. Join members at VFW Post 2534 at 10 a.m. on December 7th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never.
No.
I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Where every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
The Packers beat the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, the final. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Jordan Love with three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 118 on what's been working for him.
Understanding where I need to go with the ball, but they've been doing a great job giving me time. And then receivers, obviously, just they're having awareness of when they need to be open. It's definitely something we as a team have just been, we've practiced.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid.
They used the clock. They were letting it run down to that 5 seconds and below, and they were getting first down.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa. The kickoff, 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 36 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 26 tonight, chance of snow showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's Morning Show with The Kitchen's Open.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers, engineering as well on the board. It is Monday, December 4th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of high noon. Welcome in on another work week, back to school. Mr. Zommers, I am in Packer heaven this morning.
Yeah, we showed Taylor Swift her place. No, I'm kidding.
We don't want the Swifties, a Swift boat attack. We don't want that.
It was a joke. It's okay.
Now, look, I said this on As Goes Wisconsin earlier, filling in with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach for the maternity on leave, Kristen Bry, who incidentally I spoke to briefly over the weekend. She is ramping it all. Here's the kind of professional Kristen Bry is. She's still on maternity leave for another month, but already she's starting to research, get back in the groove, ready to go. So I can't
wait. Just can't keep her down.
You cannot keep a good person down. A professional like Kristen Bry back on the airwaves here in January. Cannot wait for her. But of course, great Jane Matinere and Greg Bach doing a great job filling in the meantime. And I said earlier today, it was fantastic to, I am not a Taylor Swift hater. As a matter of fact, I'm pro Taylor Swift. I'm pro Tractor, that's for sure. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift make up Tractor.
Interesting. I didn't think about that. But also you said pro Tractor. So I'm pro Tractor. Also measuring angles.
Yeah. It was my understanding math was not going to be involved in the show. But yes, I am pro Tractor, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. Part of the reason I enjoy Taylor Swift, I think she's a very talented musician. I love the fact that she writes so much of her own stuff. I love the fact she's an instrumentalist and a vocalist. I love the fact that she is a great role model for young women in particular. And I love the fact that she's helping register young voters. So I'm all for that.
Taylor Swift is simply undeniable.
She is undeniable. But when it comes to football in the NFL, I am pro Packers. For those watching on the stream, in celebration, I am wearing my Green Bay Packer polo shirt today. And what was fantastic about it, I know our friend Pat Kreitlow tweeted this earlier as well today, that one of the players, his wife is Simone Biles, got married, right? And so you got Simone Biles, great Olympian. One of the most decorated Olympians in American history. And NBC last night on Sunday Night Football, they were running promos for the NBC coverage of the Paris Olympic Games coming up next year, featuring Simone Biles. And then other commercial breaks, you had a promotion for Taylor Swift's, Eras Tour in theaters now. Even the advertising was a duel between Simone and Taylor.
But that makes sense. Like that, sure. You have those people watching.
Right. So Taylor Swift, people were tracking this, you understand. Even our own Mike Clemens, our sports reporter for Civic Media, he tweeted out, because there's a site, of course, that follows the tail number for Taylor Swift's private plane. And they tweeted that she had left Kansas City en route to Green Bay to see her boyfriend Travis Kelce play against the Pack. And then they announced when she had landed. People were very happy that she had arrived safely, as was I. Because I think it's great for the game, by the way. I just think it's great, the attention that it brings. And then they showed her with her red coat, and she goes up into the warm skybox up above to watch her boyfriend Travis Kelce play. Meanwhile, the great Simone Biles was down with the people. She was down on the field in a big Green Bay puffer jacket, saying hi to the folks, being a woman of the people, you understand.
I think for Taylor Swift, it's much more of a safety concern because people, I think people are fans of Simone Biles and admire her talent. And people are fans and admire talent of Taylor Swift, but there are a lot more people who
are
would,
stalkers?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I think. That's my guess.
Maybe.
I feel like she kind of has to go in a box.
I saw.
Interesting way to say that.
Put her in a box. I think that, I saw some video that they were of her coming into the stadium, like the back hallways. I was surprised that Taylor Swift was not surrounded by an entourage. She had like
me too.
Three people with her. That's it. But that kind of impressed me. So anyway, let's get to the actual game last night. The Packers won this great game. And I'm a believer in Mr. Love.
All you need is love.
All you need is love. That's what Trigvi Olsen's been trying to tell us. Of course, he is a Packer owner. He joins us every Wednesday. But I was really impressed. And I think one of the keys is some of these receivers have finally woke up and started to catch these great passes by Jordan Love. Some great catches last night by Watson in particular. And he had a little hammy injury, I think, re-aggravated that at the end of the game. I hope he's okay moving forward. But a great game last night. I thought it was one of the most complete games by the Green Bay Packers all season.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch the whole thing because I was driving back from Manitowoc, I got to look at some of the highlights later, and yeah, everything looked very promising.
A great job by, Jordan Love, nearly perfect last night, and the defense did just a fantastic job for the Pack. I can't tell you off the top of my head how many sacks and rushes against Patrick Mahomes, who himself is a great quarterback, of course, defending Super Bowl champion. And of course, Andy Reid used to be a quarterback's coach for the Green Bay Packers under former coach Mike Holmgren. And they were telling last night, Ron Wolf, former general manager, has said years later that he regrets when Mike Holmgren left Green Bay, that Ron Wolf regrets not promoting Andy Reid to head coach. He chose one of the other assistants, Ray Rhodes, who only lasted a season, by the way. But anyway, it was a great time. I'm excited to watch the Packers again after last night. So they go out, I believe, out to New York next week. New York getting their main starting quarterback back after being on injured reserve. So we'll see how that goes. But I believe that the next four Packer opponents, I think they all have losing records. So chance, the Pack, here's the bottom line. The Pack back in the hunt for a playoff spot. So we could all rest easy.
Thanks to everybody's hard work on the team and the coaches and everybody.
Right. I had nothing to do with it, of course.
And the fans sticking with them.
The fans being there and cheering.
At least most
them
of them.
At least most of them. You can hear the Packers across the Civic Media Radio Network in select cities. Hopefully one of your cities have been selected, as David Letterman likes to say. I can tell you Richland Center has. WRCO FM 100.9. You can hear the Pack play there. I also believe down in WRJN, down in Racine, Kenosha, the Packers play there. A reminder, due to NFL regulations, we are not allowed to stream the Green Bay Packers over the app. You have to actually go like to the NFL app or something like that. But anyway, it was a fantastic game. Also want to wish the best to our colleague Pete Schwabe, who has a brand new show debuting tonight on Civic Media. You can stream that on the Civic Media app. And Pete Swaba, who has been part of our news team for a bit, has a much broader background. A comedian, a director, all-around Renaissance guy, has a brand new show called Night Light with Pete Swaba.
Tell me, Todd, have you ever enjoyed the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with Jeff Foxworthy?
I have seen the show, yes.
Well, then you've enjoyed the talents of Pete Swaba. He was a writer on that show.
I did not know that. Really?
And probably some other stuff you've seen. I'm blanking on it off the top of my head, but that's one that I remember for sure because I was like, oh, that's a household name.
Right? That was, what's his name? The redneck comedian guy, Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, I watched the first couple of seasons, and then it kind of got a little like, you kind of knew what was going to go on. But what I loved about it was the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
they found really good people.
Yeah, they found really good kids to just come on and answer questions as any fifth grader would, which made it entertaining. And Jeff Foxworthy, a talented guy as well. So that's right. Great. Pete Swaba, you can hear the premiere of that show tonight, beginning after the Maggie Dawn show at 8 o'clock. From 8 until 10, Night Light with Pete Swaba. Check it out, 8 until 10 tonight. As he's going to be looking not so much at the political side of things or the news side in a serious way, but it's going to be more a little bit entertainment-based, fun-based. And I think we all, you know, after a long day of news and whatnot, we could all use a little comic and entertainment relief.
I know. I'm looking forward to giving it a listen myself.
Yeah, that's right. So check it out tonight, 8 until 10, Pete Swaba and Nightlight. Starring Pete Swaba tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Looking forward to that. Coming up today on our show, we're going to be looking at some things that happened over the weekend, taking your calls as well. And we're going to start with a great story on CBS Mornings this morning. And one of my favorite reporters, Major Garrett, who has been on this issue of voting and elections for quite some time. Some of you might remember Major Garrett when he was at Fox News, one of the places that he started out. And I think because, kind of like me leaving the Republican Party, Major Garrett figured out that Fox News was not representative of his form of journalism. Also a writer with other papers in D.C. over the years, and then went on and has had a great career at CBS News, was a White House correspondent, chief White House correspondent, and now as the chief Washington correspondent at CBS, has written a great book. I have it right here. I've referenced it before. It's called The Big Truth. The Big Truth by Major Garrett and David Becker, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie. Of course, the big lie that 2020 was rigged, the big lie that Donald Trump actually won the election in 2020, which is false. And it's not just people like reporter Major Garrett in his reporting and factual journalism has found out. It has been the court systems that have continually and repeatedly reviewed and ruled that the 2020 election was fair, and Republicans. At one time, second in line to the presidency behind Donald Trump, Paul Ryan, Wisconsin native, Speaker of the House, former Speaker of the House, favorite son of Wisconsin Republicans. And Paul Ryan has said, quote, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election, unquote. But still, there are Republicans who are hell-bent on disenfranchising your vote. We'll come back with that report from Major Garrett and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oswald Show on Civic Media.
This is Mad Radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This winter, the Wisconsin DOT reminds you that snowplow drivers work hard to keep us all safe, so let's return the favor. Slow down, give plows room to work, and know before you go with 511WI.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer
Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of high noon on Monday, December 4th. Mr. Zombers, along with myself, happy to have you here on a Monday morning. Pardon me, Monday afternoon. Still once in a while, Mr. Zombers, still falling into that old morning trap. Speaking of mornings, though, CBS Mornings had a great piece by Chief White House or Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett. On rigged, not so much rigged voting, but people accusing, people going after voting rolls. This is an assault on local clerks across the country, including Wisconsin. We're going to play this. It's a bit long, about 7 minutes, but it's important. And then we're going to come back, going to take your calls, and we're going to discuss it, and we're going to break it down and tell you what it means. Here is the report from CBS News this morning from Major Garrett on attacking the voter rolls as seen through one voter.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, everyone. There is indeed a national effort underway to police voter registration rolls. Now, what looks at first to citizen detectives as something fishy can often be an innocent or technical error. But that doesn't mean the right to vote isn't jeopardized. Consider the case of 55-year-old Gulf War veteran James McWhorter of DeKalb County, Georgia. Enter this Kroger in suburban Atlanta, make a quick left, and you will find Master Barber James McWhorter holding court.
They're giving it to him.
For 20 years, McWhorter used this barber shop as his mailing address. In October, the county sent him an unusual letter. His voter status was being challenged.
I had to put on my glasses just to make sure, you know, it said what it was saying.
McWhorter was told to respond or risk the cancellation of your voter registration.
Why would someone challenge my right to vote?
The county was not challenging McWhorter's right to vote. A citizen of DeKalb County was. Her name, Gail Lee. She filed this document alleging McWhorter had improperly registered to vote using a commercial address. Lee went to McWhorter's barbershop and took pictures to prove the point.
Had you ever met Gail Lee?
No, I didn't know Mrs. Lee from a can of paint.
I think God has been leading me in this.
Gail Lee is a retiree who lives with her husband. She invited us to the back porch of her suburban DeKalb County home.
What is your feeling about who won the 2020 election?
I believe Donald Trump won the election.
Lee became convinced something was wrong with voting in Georgia, this despite three recounts confirming Trump's loss. Lee started scrutinizing voter rolls.
They are bloated unnecessarily.
Lee and other citizen sleuths devote hours each week to inspecting county rolls, looking for signs of what they suspect is rampant fraud, such as names that appear more than once or data suggesting a registrant is deceased.
I am requesting that these challenges brought before you today be removed from the list of electors.
Each challenge requires a hearing to decide if the voter will be stricken from registration rolls.
How many challenges have you filed?
I think it's only about 500.
She says only because some in her citizen network have challenged far more. We found more than 80,000 challenges have been filed against Georgia voters since 2021, when the Republican-led legislature changed the law, allowing one citizen to challenge an unlimited number of voters.
Well, welcome to our weekly voter rolls working group.
This is not just happening in Georgia. CBS News obtained video of conservative activists strategizing how best to deploy voter challenges across the country.
And they truly believe that there is fraud in the system, which is just not, it's not true.
DeKalb County Election Board Chair Carly Swift told us the challenges instead identify administrative errors and technical violations that shouldn't deprive citizens of their right to vote. Her staff has spent hundreds of hours dealing with voter challenges that she said so far tend to target the same demographic categories.
And it's young voters, it's people of color, and it's people that are unhoused.
It took a toll. And it still
In 1991, James McWhorter returned from combat duty in the Gulf and struggled with alcohol and homelessness. When he last registered to vote in 2008, he used the only address he had, the barbershop.
My friends, my family never knew I was displaced, never knew I was homeless. I would come back here after we would close, sleep here at the shop, get up an hour before we open.
10 days after McWhorter learned his voter registration had been challenged, he defended his right to vote before the election board.
I paid taxes here for 20 years, even though I was homeless.
And for the first time, faced Gail Lee.
For you to be able to challenge me, you have that right as a citizen of DeKalb County. But I served to give you that right. And it was hurtful that she would do something like that.
Have you in your mind come up with an explanation of what the motive is?
To disenfranchise a certain demographic. I'm trying to push your foot on someone else's neck.
I mean, all he had to do was call up the office and give him his address. It's not exactly a heavy foot.
After the hearing, McWhorter, who is no longer homeless, updated his address to bring it into technical compliance. Gail Lee said the system worked.
Can you understand how people who are African American might feel this deeply, personally, in that your work feels threatening to them?
I would think they would want their vote protected too, because someone who doesn't belong on the rolls would take away their vote.
Make sure we have fair, honest elections.
Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger oversees Georgia elections and voter rolls.
Is that core assumption that the system is riddled with fraud valid?
No, we have objective voter rolls. They're clean, they're accurate.
Gail Lee told us she wants fairness, not partisan advantage. But Raffensperger said elections in Georgia have never been fairer.
It's never been easier to vote. We are, we believe, the model for what election integrity, election accessibility should look like throughout the entire country.
We pressed Raffensperger more than once on whether he supported mass citizen voter challenges. He says he's waiting on guidance from a federal court that is scrutinizing the practice. And until the court rules, Jerika, citizens like Gail Lee can keep filing unlimited voter challenges.
Wow, you know, this really highlights the strategy being used to try and prevent people from having their voices heard when they vote. Major, how many of these challenges have actually been successful?
So these are Georgia numbers. Our investigation found that at least 12,000 challenges were upheld. It's about 15%, but election officials tell us that those challenges are overwhelmingly clerical errors and technical violations, not evidence of widespread fraud.
There you have it. Major Garrett from CBS News on CBS Mornings this morning. Great reporting. I know many of our civic media stations are CBS Radio News affiliates. You can hear CBS's Major Garrett report there as well. You heard Major say it. In Georgia alone, 12,000 challenges upheld. Not because it's voter fraud, but largely they're technical errors or people have been displaced. It focuses on young people, people of color, and folks who are unhoused or homeless. In this gentleman's case, the person in the report was an African-American veteran who put on the uniform and served admirably. He came home and found himself homeless, but what did he do? He pulled himself up by his bootstraps and started a barber shop. He had to live there for a while. And this woman, Gail Lee, who happens to be white, said God led her to disenfranchise a Black American veteran. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do not hang up your calls after this.
We're not sure what's better, a win at camp.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new Democratic minority leader has a good relationship with Governor Evers and can work with Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu. That's according to J.R. Ross of WisPolitics on WISN-TV's Upfront. Senate Democrats chose Diane Hasselbein of Middleton to take over now that Melissa Agard is running for Dane County Executive. Ross says it remains to be seen if Hasselbein is an effective fundraiser. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin airports are receiving a boost of $38 million, and the Central Wisconsin Airport will see more than $1.5 million of those funds. The funding comes from the Federal Airport Improvement Grants and are part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The northern region in total received $5.5 million, Stevens Point Municipal Airport seeing $294,000, and Alexander Field Southwood County Airport receiving $144,000. The funds will be used to upgrade aging infrastructure, improve runways and taxiways, terminal upgrades, airport transit, roadways, and more. Stock boxes will be available in Wisconsin Rapids starting in January for those over age 60 with limited income. You'll need to register at least a week before the scheduled pickup date. In January, the pickup date is Wednesday the 17th. You can register by calling 211 or the United Way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Packers upset the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers were 5.5-point underdogs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They proved the odds makers wrong. Green Bay 27, the Chiefs 19. Christian Watson with two touchdown catches before he had to leave the game with a hamstring injury.
I just think the offense as a whole is clicking a lot more. I think we found our groove. It's been showing.
The Chiefs have now fallen to 8-4, and they host the Bills next week. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be yet, but I feel like we're close. We're playing a lot of good football teams really well. Be focused on another challenge this next week coming out to Arrowhead.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl in Tampa. The kickoff 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Badgers with a record of 7-5 against the Tigers at 9-3. Luke Fickell says his team will remain physical.
We all know what this program's been built on, right? It doesn't mean it has to change.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 36 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 26 tonight, chance of snow showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Yeah, pursuing truth,
to wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, December 4th, 2023. Voter integrity. An American citizen's right to vote. There are few things outside of religion that are more sacred to me. As an American citizen, as someone who is proud of being a patriot, patriotic about this country, the right to vote is sacred. And it is the reason that I left the Republican Party in 2011. As I stated last week on this show, on another subject, being witness to a closed-door Senate Republican meeting in 2011, where the Republican Party was crafting so-called voter ID bills, which were nothing more than voter suppression bills. And I witnessed one of the co-authors, former State Senator Mary Lozick, say to her caucus to get them more riled up about it, quote, "Hey, we need to be thinking about what this would mean to places like Milwaukee and college campuses," unquote. It was a dog whistle that you didn't need to have be a dog to hear. What she meant was, if we pass these bills, it will make it harder for minorities, black, brown, Latino people, to vote. Make it harder for young people, college students, to vote. Why? Because those groups tend, not always, but tend to vote more Democratic than Republican in elections. And it was that at that point that I said, yeah, peace out. That's not why I'm here. It's not what I believe in. And I will no longer support it. So here before the break, we have this great reporting from Major Garrett of CBS News. He has heard on many of our civic CBS News affiliates talking about in Georgia, this group, one of the members, Gail Lee, happens to be white, says she was called by God to review voter rolls. And what they're doing is challenging people to their right to vote. Some 12,000 already kicked off voter rolls. And the person that Major highlighted in his reporting happened to be a black man who is a veteran, put on the uniform, defended freedom, liberty, democracy, served admirably, found himself homeless, but kept on going, became a barber, and slept in the back of his barber shop. And so he used that address as his voting address. And by the way, he was still paying taxes through all this. And so now he has some place to live other than his barber shop, but he just had forgotten to change the address. And so this woman, Gail Lee, and her group of predominantly white older women challenged his voting. He had to go take time, go before this commission, and defend his right to vote as an American citizen. This is the modus operandi of the MAGA party, the white Christian nationalist MAGA party, who is targeting predominantly minorities and young people to get them removed off of voter lists in an attempt to get Trump and other MAGA people elected. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for waiting on the phone. We appreciate your patience. The phone lines are open. The mic is yours. Jack, what say you?
Well, first thing I want to say is that it's too bad that President Biden didn't use every bit of political capital possible to push through and make sure that the John Lewis Voting Rights Act was passed.
Agreed.
Having said that, he definitely used a lot of political capital in some very important legislation from COVID relief to the infrastructure bill. But this should have been the top priority, the very first priority of Biden and the Democratic Party, because this is basically an attack not just on our freedoms, but on the Democratic Party as well. What we need a law that basically says this: every adult American citizen has the legal right to vote, and anything that interferes with that right is declared illegal, null, and void. This includes, but is not limited to, extreme gerrymandering, removal of authorized ballot collection boxes, removal of voting places beyond a certain number of those places per so many population. Mm-hmm. It includes purges of large numbers of people from the voting roll. It includes challenges to people's voting unless they are taken on a one-by-one basis for single challenges for single individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be done on a mass basis. And this is not all that's being done. But, we can add, as necessary, other items that need to be on that list.
Yeah.
The point is, we need something like that in this country. Otherwise, we're going to end up with the only ballot box, the only ballots that are available will be from one party. Yeah. That's the Grand Fascist Party.
Jack, always a great call. Really appreciate your insight. I agree with you 100% on, President Biden and the Democrats. I wish that they had put more emphasis on the John Lewis Act, particularly while he was still around, because we could have protected some of these voting rights had it been passed. Now, look, I wasn't in Washington. I wasn't in the rooms. I'm not sure what the reasoning was that didn't get passed and codified. But yes, there was an opportunity missed, but we can't go back. And the fact is, there is currently one major political party actively trying to get people, to disenfranchise people of their constitutional right to vote.
Just like gerrymandering, it is the politicians choosing their voters rather than voters choosing politicians.
100%. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device and text us there. There's also a button to call directly in or give us a ring. What say you on these attempts to disenfranchise people from their voting rights? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Cindy up in Appleton, the beautiful Fox Valley. Thanks for listening in, Cindy. What say you?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. This is white Christian nationalism at its finest. And I just wonder what would have happened if that man of color, who was a former veteran, would have been the one challenging the white woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get the sense from Major Garris reporting that would have been the case.
And how did anyone give one person the power to do this? This is absolutely ridiculous. And as a citizen, I'm actually insulted that this is something that is allowed in our country.
My understanding is the Republican legislature in Georgia changed the law and signed in by the Republican governor in order to allow anyone to challenge an unlimited number of voters.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, Cindy, and Brad Raffensperger, of course, was the subject a lot of the 2020 election. He was on that quote-unquote perfect call, Trump's words, not mine, in which Trump tried to get the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia to quote-unquote find, 11,000, however many votes Trump wanted. And to his credit, Raffensperger stood up and said, I won't do it. Now the same guy, still Republican, got reelected, by the way, by the people of Georgia, despite Trump trying to take him out. Raffensperger says, look, our voting system is one of the best in the country. There's no fraud going on here. This is a Republican Secretary of State saying this. And still, these groups are challenging voter rolls, Cindy.
I know. What a waste of taxpayer dollars.
It certainly is. Cindy, really appreciate the call. Cindy in Appleton, you could be like Cindy. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I also wonder how it works if you can target the same person over and over. Like, if we have our executive producer, Luke Mathers, if we don't like the way he's voting, I challenge his right to vote. And then as soon as that's resolved, Todd challenges his right to vote. And then as soon as that's resolved, sure, somebody, or even
theoretically, sure,
we could just do, I challenge Luke and his wife's rights to vote. And right, then you challenge Luke and his wife's right to vote just at the same time, because we can all do it as many times as we want. Like, you could use this besides the gross way it is now. You could also target specific people and harass them.
And I want to bring this back to Wisconsin. This is not just something that's happening in Georgia or other states. This sort of thing is happening in the state of Wisconsin. And as we move into 2024, it's imperative that we all are all aware. And what I would ask each of you, regardless of your political affiliation or how you vote, but in particular, people who are inclined to vote for Republican candidates, I would simply ask you to ask yourself, is there voter fraud happening in my polling place? Just ask yourself. Because I'll guarantee you 9 out of 10 people who are hearing this in this state, you probably know the people who are at your voting booth. When I lived on my family farm in Bloom Township in southwest Wisconsin, Richland County, 3-4 ladies, you know them, you see them every time you go vote. They're your neighbors, they're retired teachers, they're retired firefighters, they're retired farmers, farm wives, farm husbands. You know them. You know, they almost laugh and be like, well, I suppose we better, you know, we gotta see your voter ID. We know who you are, but we got to check it to make sure. Yeah, I said, no problem. And this is repeated across the state. So if you answer, well, no, Todd, there's no voter fraud in my township, in my village. It's other places. Okay, well, where is it? Is it in the newest, you know, is it in Rhinelander? Is it in New London? Stoughton? Well, no, not those places. Okay, where is it then? Oh, I see. It's in Madison. Because, you know, Madison, they're all corrupt down here. Let me tell you something. I've owned 2 different businesses in the city of Madison. And I have had to deal with Madison government quite a bit. You know the most efficient, well-run, friendly, thorough office in the city of Madison? The clerk's office. They're fantastic.
My limited experience, yeah, it's so easy to work with them.
They're great. You know who's in charge of the voting rolls in Madison? The clerk's office. So there is no fraud going on. I, of course, have to qualify this, because if I say no, none, there's going to be 1 or 2 cases, you know, every time. Oh, geez, you know. Let me say it a different way. There is no anywhere close to any sort of significant fraud going on in this state that would cost an election, period. How do I know that? Because when I worked for State Senator Dale Schultz in 2011, 2012, when these bills were coming out, we conducted our own investigation of state rolls. As a matter of fact, guess what? We did find 2 cases of voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. 2. You know who they were? I'll tell you when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative... 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up next hour, a brand new What's Worse. A musical What's Worse. Stay tuned for that in hour number two and much, much more. Right now, I led up to the break saying that, yes, when I worked for a Republican state senator, 2011, 2012, when these bills, these so-called voter ID bills, which were nothing more than voter suppression bills, the intent was to suppress the vote of certain groups of people in Wisconsin. There was intent there to do that, by the way. Clear intent. And so my boss basically said, well, look, you know, figure this out. Find out what the facts are. So myself, along with another great guy, Joe Hassler Jr., who was a grad of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Journalism School, J School, great reporter, great writer. A couple other people in our office as well led our own investigation. And spent weeks, Joe did this in particular, talking to other reporters, talking to directly to district attorneys, checking police blotters, a real investigation into voter fraud in Wisconsin. And you know what we came up with? Two cases. Two. Who were they? One was a Republican legislative staffer who had voted in Madison and then voted in her hometown in northern Wisconsin. The other, the estranged second wife of Republican Speaker Robin Voss. Not making it up. Robin Voss's then estranged wife, I believe it was number two, although I've lost track. Robin Voss' wife, number two, had voted in Racine, Kenosha area and then had flown out to her parents and voted in Idaho, where she was from, or at least where her parents were living. Now, Robin Voss talked to the Republican district attorney down there and got that expunged and dismissed pretty darn fast. But those were the two cases of voter fraud. A Republican staffer and one of Robin Voss's estranged wives. Fast forward, after I left the legislature, was running to coffee shop, and I told this story for the first time on national news on Chris Hayes' program on MSNBC, and because I named Glenn Grothman in this. He was in the room. And Glenn Grothman called me at my coffee shop repeatedly till I had to take the phone away from my staffer and said, Glenn, I'll call you back when I'm not working. And he gave me his personal cell phone. I called Glenn back and he said, well, I think you're misremembering things. I said, no, Glenn, I'm not misremembering. And I told him this story. I said, Glenn, we only found two cases. They were both Republican. I said, where's the evidence that this is happening? Where's the evidence of voter fraud? And you know what now Congressman Glenn Grothman said? He said, quote, well, we think it's happening, unquote. We think it's happening. I said, Glenn, so you're willing to disenfranchise thousands of Wisconsinites' constitutional right to vote because you think voter fraud may be happening. He didn't have a whole lot to say after that. Call ended rather quickly. I'm telling you, as someone who was inside, as someone who literally saw the sausage being made, the political sausage at least, the intent on all of these voter, so-called voter ID bills is to suppress the vote of minorities and young people who predominantly vote, or at least more often vote, for Democratic candidates. And this is coming to Wisconsin in spades. What we're going to see are more challenges to voter rolls, all in the name of quote-unquote good government. And we're also going to see more of these so-called election observers, where they go into predominantly black and brown and college wards. And because Wisconsin is an open carry state away from public buildings, they come in with their guns ablazing on them, not a blazing shooting, but, you know, openly carrying these big guns, have their, you know, army fatigues, not real army fatigues, but they dress up like this. Well, we're here to protect the vote. We're here to observe. And they get as close as they are legally possible to intimidate people. You know what the other thing the Republicans do? Because I saw this. They pay for big billboards in predominantly black and brown neighborhoods, predominantly in Milwaukee. And they have a black person there in handcuffs. And they put in big red letters, election fraud is punishable by $10,000 and 5 years in prison, or whatever it is, to scare people. And then they put these so-called election observers at the polls to scare people, to take away, to intimidate, to disenfranchise one of the most sacred American things we have, and that is our right to vote. We must be aware of this as we move into 2024, folks, because we're going to see more of it. And by the way, when I say white Christian nationalists, I'm not talking about your everyday Lutheran, Methodist, Wesleyan, Catholic churches. I'm talking about these sects, the sect of white Christian nationalism that believes, like Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, that, quote unquote, God is calling them, unquote, to defend Trump. Meanwhile, the guy doesn't live a Christian life at all. And I'm not saying the claim of me being the perfect Christian at all. I'm talking about hypocrisy, saying one thing and living another. And in hour number two, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you about what's happening down in Florida. You're not going to believe this, because another hate group, the Moms for Liberty, you know, the ones that are pushing the Don't Say Gay bill, the ones that are banning books in Florida so that our kids won't be exposed to so-called quote-unquote porn? Well, guess what one of the founders of the Moms for Liberty is doing?
I think they should be renamed to Moms for Sexual Liberty.
She's in a menage a trois. I'm not making this up. You're not going to want to miss it. Things are spicy in Florida. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Devil's Advocate.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News brief. The Supreme Court hearing arguments on a challenge to the bankruptcy of OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, a deal that shields the owners from lawsuits.
It grants the Sacklers the functional equivalent of a discharge, what they might get if they themselves were in bankruptcy.